Next Sunday, January 19th, is the feast day of Wulfstan, an 11th century Anglo-Saxon bishop in Worcestershire, like the sauce. He is the patron saint of vegetarians. He was also a strong opponent of the Anglo-Saxon slave trade and preached against it in the major slave port of Bristol. Yes, there was an Anglo-Saxon slave trade in the 11th century. The Anglo-Saxons would capture native British Celts and then sell them into slavery in Ireland. Indeed, St. Patrick originally came to Ireland as a British slave. After a passionate campaign by Wulfstan, William the Conqueror agreed to ban the Anglo-Irish slave trade. We had trouble banning it in America 800 years later. Wulfstan was born in AD 1008 in the heart of England. He was educated at Benedictine abbeys and then joined a Benedictine monastery at Worcester. It's spelled with an R, W-O-R-S-C-E-S-T-E-R. It looks like Worcester, but it's pronounced Worcester. His superiors, noting his dedication, urged him to become a priest, which he did. And it was while he was serving at a parish church in a small village that he experienced an incident which changed his life. While praying, he was distracted by the smell of a goose cooking in the kitchen nearby. Mortified at being so easily diverted from the divine by a sensual pleasure, he resolved never to touch meat again and became a vegetarian for the rest of his life. Cooked vegetables aren't half as enticing as cooked goose. Eventually, Wulfstan was appointed Bishop of Worcester. He became a renowned holy man and spiritual advisor, friend and counselor of kings, including the last Anglo-Saxon king, Harold, for whom he served as confessor and who was killed in battle during the Norman conquest of 1066. Wulfstan was the only English-born bishop allowed to retain his diocese after the conquest. All the others were replaced by Normans. Legend says that when he was ordered to surrender his episcopal staff, he stuck it into the tomb of King Edward, declaring that since Edward had appointed him, only Edward could take it away. No one could pull the staff out of the tomb except Wulfstan himself. It was his own sword in the stone miracle, like King Arthur's. So he kept his position. Having served under the last two Saxon kings, he continued to serve under the first two Norman kings, respected by Normans and English alike. He was responsible for overseeing the transition between two very different cultures and struggled to bridge the gap between the old and new regimes. He fought for the rights of the vanquished Saxons against the harsh decrees of the Normans. Wulfstan found a special place in local people's affections. As a social reformer, pastoral care was Wulfstan's principal interest. He worked to alleviate the suffering of the poor and was famed for his healing abilities. And he spoke Anglo-Saxon, the language of the people, unlike all the other bishops who spoke only French, the language of the conquerors. Wulfstan was given the responsibility of dismantling the old Saxon Worcester Cathedral to make way for a new Norman Romanesque one. He famously wept at the destruction of the old church, deploring the loss of a building in which, as he said, so many holy and devout people have served God. When I lived in the adjoining diocese of Hereford for 6 months back in 2017, I attended a Sunday Eucharist at Worcester Cathedral. I was able to see still surviving parts of the Norman church, particularly the crypt, whose construction Wulfstan oversaw. Wulfstan died in 1095 after a long illness. He actually collapsed while washing the feet of parishioners, as was his custom, not just Maundy Thursday, but here in January. He was immediately venerated as a saint by the people of Worcester, though he was not canonized until over 100 years later, in 1203. Throughout the Middle Ages, his shrine remained a place of pilgrimage. Even kings came to Worcester to pray before Wulfstan's shrine, and King John asked to be buried close to the saint. At the dissolution of the monasteries in the Reformation, Wulfstan's shrine and tomb were destroyed. But you can still see Bad King John's tomb intact in Worcester. You remember Robin Hood, where John usurped his brother Richard the Lionheart's throne and befriended the evil sheriff of Nottingham. The monks of Worcester were driven out on January 18, 1540, the eve of St. Wulfstan's feast day, a sad end to the Benedictines. But Wulfstan's bones were reburied near the high altar and remain there today. Thank you.